Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What?
On the last episode, the crew were reunited with their old friend Dracula, and then taken to a secret, nameless moon to seek enlightenment, which they then just steal. Upon returning, they're greeted with another old companion, Daryl, who Ape Joe pours all of his memories into. But at what cost?
This! You ever heard one of them?
Okay, this wine man is very pale.
You think you've poured...
I just try and give him as many of, like, good bloke memories and, like, splinter hoof memories, but all the nice things, none of the bad.
He's the hot new high priest.
Rightio, you think you've done it? You re-enter your body? The swine man's like, my black daughter!
Yeah.
Sorry to do that
he
to you.
He made her a scooter.
Sorry to do that to you, Ape Joe.
A single tear yes. rolls down my cheek and hits my lioness body.
Also, Joel, you remember Ape Joel, right?
Yep.
All right, hello.
Hi.
I'm Ape Joel.
No. Ape. I'm like,
also
look at Ape Joel. Ape Joel, why are you confusing the... No, you're...
Huh? I'm Ape
no,
Joel.
No, I just
also Joel.
Head in my head. No,
you look so different.
Yeah, look. Ape Joel, what is your plan?
I'm Bull Ape Joel. Nice to meet you, Ape Joel.
It's a pleasure.
Now,
body's. I'm going to use my ability, and I'm going to mind meld with someone.
He no, just looks at Muck Mouth.
You can't.
It's broken.
No.
Oh no!
It's okay, Ape Joel. You'll get those powers back later. We just need to go visit some balls.
Oh, okay.
Let's go back down.
You descend onto the...
Hang on. The one that I've damaged. Can you still give enlightenment?
No.
It glows various colors. You
positive or negative colors?
It's hard to tell.
Hey,
it doesn't give enlightenment to Ape Joel. So
can you give enlightenment? As a please do.
It doesn't. It flashes some colors, but nothing happens.
Grand Orator, another one.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to go down to the sanctuary.
All right. Draculas, we'll be back in a sec.
There's like the fate of the galaxy. Whatever. You're down on the planet. The balls are meditating.
Hey, us again.
The balls roll over to you.
Can you give this bugger lug some...
He just got his memories back. He's the newest creation in the galaxy.
Okay, you grand orator one of the balls. You see Ape Joel. Kind of like... Maybe
new
he...
New Ape, Ape Joel.
You see new Ape Joel kind of like...
N-U, obviously.
Huh? N-U. N-U, yeah. Like the planet that you came from, or the city you came from. You see new Ape Joel... He kind of, it's like a grand force has hit him. You assume he's received some variety of enlightenment as well.
How's that feel, buddy?
Oh, real good.
All right,
let me try. He flumps to the ground.
Fucking hell, I got to a yes.
The balls start rolling around.
Yep,
one of the nearby balls. They kind of roll around for a bit, and then he stands back up again.
Oh, it's back. That's such good news.
How's being balls?
Oh, it was weird.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, well, let's go. Come on, you mate.
Ready, ball. You
are...
Oh, wait, the old ball on the ship's probably cracked the shits now.
I brought him back. He just enjoyed his mates.
The other balls don't seem to want anything to do with him. It seems like you took his enlightenment completely. Seems like you robbed. Not only did you like get enlightenment from this balls, you robbed enlightenment from this balls.
Did you want to come with us, sad balls?
Sad balls hops on top of itself. It seems like an affirmative.
All right, so we've got the orated balls, and then we've got a lot of balls on the ship now. Super good.
Look, let's just. Oh no, sorry. I thought you brought the orator balls with you. No, the orator the orator balls have no enlightenment.
Yeah,
the balls that you're chatting to on the planet do. The one that gave New Ape Joel his enlightenment still has his own. It's the only one. It's the one that Ape Joel mind melded with.
Yeah,
doesn't, and that's the one on the. Old dirty bastard.
Yeah. And so we're gonna bring the other one that we just great orated to get new.
Okay, so you're bringing basically an enlightenment ball.
Yep.
To give your friends enlightenment. I'm just gonna write down your crew because it's off size.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah.
So we have flat bull ape Joel.
Yeah.
We have Sphinx.
Also Sphinx Joel.
Also Sphinx Joel.
Yep.
Yep. That's good.
So we got Mark Mouth.
Yep.
10K.
Muckmouth, 10,000.
Kielbasa.
Kielbasa.
Little lightning bolt.
Small shock.
Little shock.
Little shock, sorry.
Little shock.
We've got portal wife.
Here's the girlfriend, Woo.
Portal wife or Woo, yep.
Who else we got here?
We got balls.
You got balls and sad balls. And Dracula. Old Dracula. Are we missing anyone?
Old Dracula and New Ape Joel.
Oh yeah, New Ape Joel, of course. How can I forget New Ape Joel? What a team. Get ready, Galaxy. Get ready, Emperor Slug. You're done in.
I think that Mark died. Oh wait, no, and the woofer.
Oh yeah. I forgot you got Sweetums. Sweetums has just been quiet this whole time. Sweetums just, there's so many people on the goddamn Millennium Ascension that Sweetums is just like, I could probably just hide out somewhere. I don't have to talk to people. Forgot about Sweetums. Fuck.
Yeah.
What a team.
Is Mark's dead? Mitchell's dead.
Bip Bop died. Oh, plus, of course, you got Dickhead.
Oh, Dickhead.
Forgot about Dickhead. I'm going to forget about Dickhead.
Oh, what a team.
What a fucking team.
Oh, wait, we also got, like, R2-D2 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you got Cusspot, which is what I called him but never named him in the story. But you can write down Cusspot.
I'm glad you guys have lists because I got distracted laughing at our entire crew.
Balls and sad balls is my favorite mix.
Can we use balls to give sad balls some more enlightenment back?
Yeah, probably.
Then we can have like both a semi-happy balls.
Happy balls.
Former sad balls and happy balls.
Team assembled. You're back in the Ascension Millennium.
What a team.
What a team.
Greatest. One of the all-time greats.
So we asked the Dracula Council for the tech, yeah? To get to... Did we?
No, you didn't. Maybe you don't assemble in the Ascension Millennium. Maybe you find yourselves...
Well, we got Dracula with us. Maybe he grabbed the tech.
I'll say you find yourselves back on the bridge with Malakov. Who's like, don't try to leave just yet.
Right, sorry.
Oops.
If we can outfit your ship, the Ascension Millennium, with technologies that will allow you to make it through the protective sphere that surrounds Evil Prime.
All right.
Are you ready to fight, do you think?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like from us?
How long is the journey to Evil Prime?
With a couple of hyper jumps, maybe 3 days, 4 days.
Cool, we got stuff to do in those 4 days that we don't need anything. Like, do anything else? What have you got?
You got a phone?
You have communication devices.
Yeah.
You think you're calling Missy Dubois?
A little bit.
I'm going to call her.
Like, we should check in.
Radio. I'll call her. You take, like, excuse yourself for a moment. You call her on your phone. Missy's grey alien face appears in your vid screen.
Well, it has been a while, has it not?
Is she startled by my new face?
Oh, that's true. You're a bull now. Ah! Who has called me? Some kind of bull devil?
Hi, Missy. It's Ape Joel. Well, formerly known as Ape Joel. My new name's Fat Bull Ape. Flat Bull Ape.
Flat Bull Ape Joel.
Flat Bull Ape Joel.
Oh, I see. You've spent your time in the half-human, half-animal section of the galaxy. Isn't
yes.
What's going down
so
here?
So, we've tracked down Bitch Hipper.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Just letting you know, we're just in the final stages of this mission. So, if you could just make sure you've backpaid us for every day.
Absolutely. It should be going in once a day is how I've been paying you.
Okay, yeah, perfect. We've been out of range for
communication. I have not been able to contact you. I have been trying to call.
Sorry about that. Yeah, we're just like, you know, part
but
of
But I
me.
See from your new head that things, and new dimension, that things have gone, you know, you've been busy.
Yeah, so yeah.
Tell her we found him.
We have then found we
where him. Where is he? Where is he?
It's going to come as stressful news.
I see.
He's fine, though.
Okay, then.
We don't know that.
He's fine. He's on Evil Prime.
I see. Where Emperor Slug lives. What in the name of blazes is he doing there?
He was kidnapped by Emperor Slug. We found him, and then he got stole.
Do you think that means Emperor Slug is after the key?
I would say 100% yes. Also, here's just some news to show that we have been working on this. Turns out the Neonites stole the key.
Wow, that is my goodness.
So yeah,
she seems shocked.
Yeah, yeah, they've been stealing over. Their powers.
Oh,
yeah,
you are a sphinx now.
Yeah, I got a giant.
Goodness,
neat.
I did not need to hear that information.
Yeah, Neonites are just a bunch of dickheads.
Well, I can start spreading the word throughout the galaxy. This needs to be known.
Yep.
All right, then. Wonderful.
Back over to Dracula.
How long do you think until you find the good
well,
professor?
Well, we're 3 days away from Evil Prime. Then give us maybe a day to kill Evil Emperor Slug and bring Bitch Hippo back to you. And then plus travel time. Say a month.
Well, I'll see you then. Remember, you can contact me anytime.
Will do.
If you need any help or anything such like. Thank you very much, boys.
Hang on.
Hello,
you said
again.
You were trying to contact us. Any reason why or just to check in?
Just to check in. Go. It's been a while. All right, then.
See if we missed anything vital.
I know I came to the right detective agency.
Discreet.
I got my head. I got a new head for this.
Discreet is what they said. And, well,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It sounds like you're about to start a brand new war, but let's call it discreet.
Start and finish. Except for the Neonites thing, yeah, that'll probably be a war as well.
Yeah. Whoops.
But
we'll see
people deserve to know.
We got our paycheck.
Missy,
that's why we're doing it. I assume.
I think honestly,
I've
at
become
this point,
accustomed to a certain style of living.
You guys ever just kind of like wind up toys? Somebody's like, do a thing, and you're like, I'll do anything within my power to finish it.
Well. My goal is just to get rid of these nanobots so that I know I can die. And I figure the best way to do that is probably confront Emperor Slug because he's going to want to kill me.
That's true.
And if he just hits me with a 2x4, he's going to have to do better than that.
Yeah. Also, hey, Draculas.
Yes.
Has it ever been just, can someone download their consciousness into another man?
Well, there are multiple ways that somebody could do such a thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you ask? I got some theories.
Well, all right then. You know the best, I guess. Okay, your ship is outfitted with the correct technology. You should arrive in Evil Prime in about 4 days. I wish you the best of luck. Oh, Dracula, you're going with them. Dracula's like, yes, they are good and old friends. You are frail, Dracula.
Shut the fuck up.
Dracula clambers aboard the Ascension Millennium, an unimaginably packed ship.
Sick.
How many seats are on the Ascension Millennium?
Not enough. Thankfully, sad balls and balls don't take up heaps of room. Old Dracula needs to at least sit down. New Ape Joel just stands. Sweetums, thank God. Sweetums, Kielbasa, and Markmouth get to sit in the pilot seat. That's good. Cusspot, I assume you just fucking tucked away somewhere.
Put in, like, storage.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah, there's 2x food swine.
Yeah, wow. Oh, that's true. You got them in storage.
In the cargo bay.
Who else you got? The portal wife doesn't take up much room because she's kind of flat.
Little
Shark, there's a seat for him. And it's, you got a lion body. It's cramped. We're not talking woofer ship. Oh, and Sweet. Yeah, like I said, Sweetums is in there. in the cockpit dickhead with mouth.
I'll make him stand.
Dick, yeah, I figured you don't care about dickhead's comfort terribly.
Put him in the fucking...
Put him in there with Cusbot and the blood swines.
All right, everybody on
how
this
full
ship,
of blood
yes?
are the blood swines?
Fucking to bursting.
Okay, so like they could feasibly pop.
Yeah.
That's gross. Just gross. Checking.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the new crew. Our mission is apparently to head to Evil Prime, take down that Emperor Slug, who... Muckmouth Dracula, yeah. Actually. You may... Yes. We have reason to believe a theory, my personal theory, the Joel theory.
The United that, Joel theory.
Is that Jackson, you remember Jackson, yeah?
How could I forget?
Yeah, he's probably downloaded
Moles
his
Dracula.
Yeah, he remembers. Has downloaded his consciousness into Emperor Slug. So we plan to kill him. If that's the case, great. If it's not the case, well, I guess we got rid of Emperor Slug. So
look, big
hands
win.
Up. Any objections?
There's largely none.
Cool.
I'm good.
Also, as we are aware, the dickhead, you, yeah, the neonites, they have stolen the key. And we're meant to be also getting it back. I feel we just might do that as an aside.
This is the most rousing speech ever given.
Also, this is balls.
They flash.
This is, if you want enlightenment, we've got 3 days on the ship. Take it in turns. Have a chat. Ball. Sad balls. If you want to try and get it back. Balls here is my good friend, and he will obviously help you all achieve enlightenment if you need it. Or want it. By the way, this is also new Ape Joel.
Hi, I'm Ape Joel.
Yeah. It's a swine man with the memories, personalities of Ape Joel.
What?
Yeah. Sorry to break it to you, buddy.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You're
a swine man body, so he's new Ape Joel.
So I wanted you, no offense, new Ape Joel, I wanted you as a new prophet, but
I'm here something else entirely.
He's better. Yeah. You're me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also Ape Joel. New Ape Joel.
Yeah.
Yay.
Fuck, how good's being an ape?
It's all right.
Yeah, that's good.
He's a all swine. Right. Yeah.
No, he's an ape. Ape Joel. You're an ape, right?
Yeah.
See? You're a human for a bit and then you died, but then you get put into a body of an ape.
Sweetums is like, how likely are we to perish on this particular mission?
We
haven't had any casualties yet.
Me and... Well, me
that's
and Ape,
frankly, not cool.
Me and Ape, Joel, to be honest, not very.
So the risk involved is where we are, risk.
Yes.
The risk of the entire crew.
Yes.
All right, just checking.
Well, like, I could lie and say it's a very dangerous mission, but to be honest, not for me.
Right, okay, well.
I'm flat.
We've got nanobots.
Frankly, I guess I came to...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It's far, so.
Yeah. If anyone has any aggression, please stab Flat Bull Ape Joel. He can take it. Don't stab me. You may end up stabbing yourself.
Things are very weird.
So
I'm just going not to hurt either of you.
Right. Yeah, if anyone wants to leave, if they just step into woo.
What?
They'll be transported.
Mate, don't step into another man's wife. Don't.
Little Shark, you fine with that?
He's like, yeah, if
just to escape, not for any intimate reason.
Yeah, that's fine. So he's not fine with it, but he said he's fine.
See, he's fine with it. So if anyone wants to leave the ship, just step. Woo, are you fine with it?
You can also stay in the Dracula.
Old Dracula's like, yes, if you want to stay, that's fine.
So yeah, there's two options.
Now, or I guess later on, you could into a... I look at Woo. A diner on Scorpion 1?
New metal. That's the same noise times two. Noise,
yeah. A diner.
You don't know. It'll be a diner somewhere. Chances are.
Anyway. Chances are. That's not 100%.
On the vacuum of space.
Sweetum steps in, just pops into a sun.
Oh. Don't know what happened to old Sweetum.
If anyone wants to leave, now is your chance.
Mark Mouth's like, look, I've come this far with the two of you over several thousand years. You know, I might as well go all the way to the end.
It's very honourable of you.
Sweetums is like, well, I'm getting paid either way, so I'll come along. Sure. The balls are balls. Dickhead's like, I don't think I'm allowed to leave.
That's 100%
correct, Dickhead. Yeah.
New Ape Joe's like, well, I've got to get back Bitch Hippo for Missy Dubois, so I have to go. Little Shark's like, well, look, I feel like I should seek some revenge for Zap Lightning, you know?
Yeah.
Kielbasa just goes, ay, 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 ay. And Cuspot says, fuck, from the cupboard.
Yeah. Was, all right, let's chart a course for Evil Prime.
Right, yeah.
Someone understand what Cuspot is doing. Because I feel that's a resource we haven't delved into. And I am all thumbs when it comes to future.
What color is Cuspot?
He's kind of like a gross yellow.
I'm sick of looking at him. Put him in the portal.
He disappears.
What?
You pick up him up and you put him out.
Pick him up? Stick my hands through? Stick my head through.
You stick your head. You're like, put your head through. There's a oh! From Portal Wife, from Woo.
You just made Portal Wife come.
Don't make another man's portal orgasm.
Anyway.
You're in a diner. There's a lot of aliens being like, just shocked. What?
I just pick up Cuspot.
Some big, like, elephant alien's like, I ordered chips.
Hey, elephant.
Huh?
Want to come on an adventure?
Grab him.
Runs.
Hey, everyone. I'm... I'm Flat Bull Ape Joel. Anyone want to come kill Emperor Slug?
You're going to call yourself I'm Gorbo.
I'm Gorbo. This is Schmaldor. Time for an adventure.
I just fucking... Imagine if I just walked through the portal and was like, I've had enough of that adventure. Anyway, it's just Schmaldor and Gorbo time.
I've cleaned my hands of this. I washed my hands of this adventure. I'm not interested.
No, I'm just trying to... Guys, the Neonites have stolen the key and the only way to get it back... I'm yelling this through the diner.
I figured, yeah.
You're like half in.
Yeah, he's head.
Can we hear him yell? Or like
you just hear like a coming from inside.
I go to the crew. I wish he'd tell us his plans before he did them. Look at new Abe Joel. Right. I mean, just think.
Maybe I should do the same thing. You feel like a worming under your body, and then a little swine man head pokes through underneath. Everybody, come on the adventure.
We're going to stop a war.
A big, tall, blue alien starts hitting you with a broom.
Get out of here. Get out of here. We don't want any of you in here. Yous is just trouble.
All right. I'll just grab Carspot, who is now black.
Yep.
As is my face.
Yep.
And shoulders, I guess.
Your face and shoulders and New Joel's face and shoulders are all the exact same shade of black. So is Carspot.
It would no longer gross yellow. Grab him, and then we go back through the portal.
All right.
I'm so sorry, Woo. Nah, you seem to have fun.
As long as she's happy, says the little shock.
I put my hand
on a little lightning, and I'm like, I'm sorry, mate.
It's a little shock.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate.
I tried to grab some more people for our crew, but no one was interested, and a man hit me with a broom.
Yeah, he's got his flat head. You can see, like, the straw from a broom. Markmouth and Sweetums and Kielbasa, who are in the cockpit, they're, like, looking at you. They're like, all done? All finished? Can we carry on now?
For now.
For now.
I mean, it is a 24-hour diner. Chances are he'll go again.
Markmouth engages the thrusters, pulls a couple of levers, so does Sweetums, and then you hyper-jump. Is there anything you'd like to do over the 24 hours, or the 4 hours, sorry, that it 4 days that it takes to get to Evil Prime?
Once a day, I stick my head back in the portal and try and...
You get... The second time you do it, you get different customers. Then the third time, you're like, oh, these are the first day's customers. You assume you're just getting the regulars, and they hit you with a broom each time.
So no one comes?
Nobody comes through.
That's annoying.
I'm sorry. A couple of people receive enlightenment. But unlike you guys, they don't have the key, or they're not connected to nanobots, so they just seem more at peace with themselves.
That's good.
Instead of getting brand new powers.
How's Sad Balls going? Is he just regular balls now?
He's just balls, I guess. Oh, yeah, because he got enlightenment back. So you've just got balls and balls. How are you going to differentiate? Look, we'll call them broken balls.
Broken balls and balls.
Yeah. Broken balls and balls, because broken balls is the one that you messed up.
Yeah.
Hey, broken balls.
I'd
also like to take these 4 days to apologize to Broken Balls. I'm sorry that I was in your body, Broken Balls, and broke your balls.
Broken Balls is balls flash different colors. You assume he's accepted your apology.
I thought that might have been a good way to communicate, but it was like breaking someone's arm to talk.
It does the equivalent of shaking his head, but he's rolling, balls, so he just kind of rolls around.
I asked the others, how was their enlightenment? Like, what'd you have to do?
Markmouth's like, well, he just gave it to me. I just feel at peace inside myself now, yeah.
Okay.
Does that make you less angry?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works.
Let's test it. Can you stick your head in the portal?
Why would I do that?
Nope, still the same.
I what hate would that I you're get out of two-toned.
You look odd. So does
you look like a half-done licorice man.
Every time you go through, New Ape Joel goes through as well.
It's just either all go through or just, I don't know.
Fine! If it's so unpleasant, little shock, you're going to want to close your eyes to this. Just jump through. The whole
body. You're doing it every day.
Yeah, but...
You clamber through. Everybody in the diner chases you with a broom around the diner. You dive on back through.
Are you happy now?
You're the one shade of you and new Ape Joel. Are the one shade through of black, yeah.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, I'm happier. I'm not happy to begin with, but I guess
flat
you can...
black Bull Ape Joel.
I guess you can hide in darkness.
Yep.
So good. The shatter.
Yeah, chuck in one shade of black plus one stealth, or stealth plus one. There you go. You deserve it.
I want to tinker with Cuspot.
Oh, fine.
Do you have anything interesting?
I can be a shatter. That's so good.
Yeah, you're flat enough.
I'm so flat.
You don't really achieve much. You manage to unlock the, like, stop him swearing.
Oh, that's
but good. It just makes a beep boop, beep boop, beep noise. You don't really know what it's trying to do. You're aware that inside Cuspot there is all of, like, the plans and stuff for the spire.
Yeah.
All of the ship's AI for that, but you don't really know what you can do with it.
All right.
Mm.
Okay. Well, now he's just bot, I guess.
Yeah, now he's just bot. No longer cuss bot. Beep bot, if anything.
Okay, beep bop.
After a while, you hyper jump maybe one more time and you find yourselves in a kind of like an eerie sort of part of space. There's a lot of asteroids floating around, and in the center, what is clearly a planet, is this black sphere. It's got like jets of flame shooting off. It seems like this is Evil Prime. Or even maybe even Little Shock's like, yeah, that's the spooky place.
It's pretty spooky.
Yeah.
So it's all just jet black?
Well, the planet's not like it's been through a portal.
It's like, are you guys...
Are you here?
Imagine. Twist.
Is that what it is?
No, it's just like a wasted earth, kind of. You know? Like, no vegetation. Yeah. You can see, like, jets of flame and maybe, like, even the sparkling of what, like, might be a terrible city. You don't know. Muckmouth and Sweetums and Kielbasa try to land the ship.
Do you know where we're landing towards? Is that because like a planet's big?
Little Shark kind of tense. He's maybe behind them, giving direction about the right place on the planet to land. Maybe even punches in the correct coordinates.
I forgot to ask. With Dusha's weakness to ghosts,
yeah,
those are the key.
Yeah, what,
is it ghosts or
no? No,
it's not because they kind of. When the people died, they were there.
It seems like ghosts, but it's not ghosts.
It's like being scared of dogs, but not scared of cats.
It's kind of like, the key seems to work like, imagine if in a fantasy world, when you killed a wizard, it's magic leaked out.
All right.
And you're like, oh, I can grab that and drink it and get wizard powers. That's sort of the function, or the way the key functions. It's kind of bumpy. It's not a very graceful landing, but you end up...
telekinesis?
Huh?
Do we have telekinesis?
No, it doesn't seem like you got that element of it. The Ascension Millennium touches down rockily and jerkily on the surface of Evil Prime. You can see dark, gnarled trees surrounding you. There's like pools of flame all over. And in the distance, maybe like an hour's walk away, is this terrible gothic-looking castle.
Yeah, an hour's...
Mark Mouse like, well, I can't actually land closer because surrounded by a lake of lava.
Oh, is it?
You don't think I'd have landed there? Do you think I'm like, oh, I'd need to stretch the old legs, so let's have a fucking walk.
Yeah, oh, let's have a fucking walk then, Mark Mouse.
Don't know why you're mad at me.
I just...
We have two pilots on the ship, Mark Mouse. You couldn't do better?
Well, everybody back in then. All right, everybody back in. The Giles want to get a little closer. They can't be bothered. Everyone in. Macbeth walks back in. She sits in the pilot seat. Come on, Sweetums.
It's
Kielbasa. Come on. No. The Giles.
No.
The Giles would like to be a bit closer. Come on, I'm starting the engine. Everybody in. Don't want to get left behind, do you?
Fuck you, Macbeth.
You getting back in?
No.
Macbeth flies closer, leaving you the two Joels.
No, I got back in.
Leaving you also, Joel.
Fuck!
All right. You land.
How much closer am I now?
You land, there's like a pool of lava, and then on like a piece, like a stump of earth in the middle of the castle. And clearly bridges once went to it, but they've since disappeared. Macbeth manages to land at the edge of the pool of lava. Because you just can't get any closer to the castle.
How long's the walk now?
You're there, basically. You've just got to find a way to comfortably cross the river of lava that surrounds us.
See, that wasn't too hard, was it, Muckmouth?
It was fucking difficult.
You did it, and I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. You weren't complaining, just like Orsajal was, so... I mean, you were a bit, but...
I'm pretty sure I was the reason, but I'm glad we left him behind.
Yes. Shall we wait for him?
Nah. He'll be killed. Okay. He's got quick legs.
I know.
Yeah. If anyone were to look out, like in the distance, I could probably see your tiny figure galloping towards the lake of lava.
He'll be tired when he gets there. That's funny.
Yeah. All right. So how are we getting across this bad boy? You're kind of looking at like a tower in the middle, lava around the outside, and then kind of a cliff face. Seems like, yeah, you don't know how you're going to get across.
Was also Joel's pride worth the hour's walk? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land, ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand, Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.